Asheville voters will get to decide on an $80 million bond package on Election Day. At Tuesday night's meeting, Asheville City Council voted to put the general obligation bond on November's ballot. The proposal earmarks $20 million for each of four categories: affordable housing, transportation, parks and recreation, and public safety. Sally Growl was one of several community members who spoke in support of the bond, with hopes the funding would help revive the Malvern Hills pool, which is currently closed because of infrastructure problems.
Our community fabric is woven by the spaces we share: public schools, parks, libraries, and in the hot days of summer, swimming pools. These public spaces mean so much, not just because they are affordable and accessible, not only because they offer free access to information, recreation, the internet, and other programming, but because they bring us together.
The bond would also likely add a small property tax increase, an estimated $100 annually for the average homeowner. City Council also gave the thumbs up to an 84-unit housing project in Asheville's Hall Creek neighborhood. The Meadows at Hall Creek development has been the subject of intense debate ever since it was introduced late last year. The majority of speakers during public comment at Tuesday's meeting raised concerns about congestion, infrastructure, and environmental impacts, along with the lack of inclusivity in the process. Here's Hall Creek resident Ashley McDermott.
I've been hearing the word community being used, and to me it's critical to uplift the fact that due to the way this process has been handled recently, that the broader Hall Creek community is really fractured. Without transparency, distrust deepens and grows.
Speaking before the vote, Mayor Esther Mannheimer acknowledged the speakers but said the council needed to vote yes, noting the project helped address the need for housing in Asheville.
I commend you for coming here tonight, and I appreciate the comments that you're making. And man, I really wish I could just be a coward and not vote for this, because that would be the easiest thing to do. But I'm not. I'm going to support this tonight. And I'm going to do that because I think it's the right thing to do.
Tuesday's vote was 5-1 with Councilmember Kim Roney, the lone no vote. For more on what happened at the council meeting, sign up for BPR's newsletter, The Asheville Explainer, at bpr.org.